international film and television star Nick Searcy, and for some unknown reason, you are now listening to Off the Hook Radio. God help you all.
I wish the boys from Off the Hook Radio would leave me the fuck alone.
As soon as you leave our country alone. It's not a problem.
If you're paddling upstream in a canoe and a wheel falls off, how many pancakes fit in a doghouse? None. Because ice cream doesn't have bones.
It doesn't. Hey, speaking, I want to say something before we go to the opening. Adam from Adam and the Metalhawks, whose voice you just heard singing. Yeah. His band is has been booked at Whiskey A Go Go in California this summer.
Nice.
And he's also been booked at Space LV in Las Vegas.
Dude, listen. It doesn't matter where he gets booked. He went on a European tour.
Yeah.
I mean, these guys are they've made it. It's
he's on a tour soon too with the Punk Rock Factory. I think Punk Rock Factory is opening for Adam and the Metalhawks in the States. They open for them over there. I believe that's the way it's working. But anyway, I'm going to wear my Adam and the Metalhawks shirt one of these weeks. But Adam is a great dude and funny as hell. And he's got three talented musicians with him. So if you like rock and roll, check him out, Adam and the Metalhawks. Yeah, there's my commercial.
They're on all the streaming networks. Oh, Spotify, my God, yeah. You know.
That Jack Black video they did with TikTok has got like 5 million views or something.
Does it really?
Yeah.
Yeah, follow them on TikTok too. You know, listen to their music on Spotify or wherever.
Oh, they're huge on TikTok.
So we get banned.
Yeah, well, we should broadcast highlights of our show on TikTok to get more people to watch it.
No, because I get banned.
We can never get away with putting the whole show up there anymore.
There's nothing I could put on our show on TikTok that would keep me from getting banned.
Well, all right, nothing. Screw it. All right, ready?
Yeah.
Hello and welcome to Off Hook Radio 2.0 for March 20th.
2024.
Slow or fast, it's still
Hump Day Year.
And anybody who watched last week got the joke. And if you didn't watch last week,
watch it on the reruns.
I'm not explaining it. Yeah. So since it's hump day,
it's showtime.
Now you might notice I have a long sleeve shirt on underneath my Penn State wrestling shirt here. Penn State wrestling, the NCAA championships start tomorrow for those of you who like wrestling, which is probably about three of you. But Penn State is the Boston Celtics of the 60s in the college wrestling world. They're going for their 12th championship in 14 years, and they will win it. I mean, it would be like the biggest upset in the world. It'd be like a little league team beating the Yankees if they lost. So I will be watching Penn State. ESPN Plus will get a workout for the next 3 days.
Anything can happen. The underdogs can win.
That's true. Anything could happen. We might only win four or five national titles instead of six or seven that we could win.
Yeah, well, it just yeah.
No team's ever won more than five, which Penn State's done twice. Anyway, this week was my eighth anniversary moving to Florida, and I love it here. Rick, thanks for having me.
Okay, you're allowed.
Because you were here before me.
Was I? Oh, yeah.
I've been here 8 years. You've been here, what?
21.
Well, that's more than eight.
You think?
Unless it's Common Core math or something. I don't know. No. Slim, Does it work?
Common Core. Yeah, that could work.
Okay, out. I've been here longer than Rick.
Well, just, you know, wait, listen, just identify that you've been there longer than Rick and you're also.
I identify as being here longer than him.
There you go. Done.
I love it here. It's warm. It's usually sunny. And it's the third largest state in the country and it votes red.
Yes. Yeah, but you bitch when it goes under 40.
It's cold.
Long sleeve. under 40, it's under 60.
Yeah,
long sleeve.
True. I guess there's Jesus. You guys are pussies.
60's good.
We are. I admit it all the time.
40. It should be illegal to go under 55 down here.
Thank you, Rick. I mean, I've had jeans on for 2 days. Now I haven't broke. It hasn't been cold enough.
I've had long underwear and jeans and two pairs of socks for four months.
I haven't need socks or underwear, but I have had jeans on. Anyway, there's things in Florida that you don't find just anywhere, like iguanas that fall out of trees on the rare occasions it goes below 40. People have seen that on social media.
That's pretty funny.
Plus, we've got gators down here. We got pythons. We got Sheriff Grady Judd. So as a public service, I want to impart a little Florida knowledge on you.
Okay.
Just in case you're ever on Jeopardy, this is something you only really find in Florida. Here you go.
And you're only ever going to run into this if you're on Jeopardy.
Manatees control their buoyancy through an endless cycle of farting.
There you go.
There you go. It's a thing you know now.
Yeah. Thanks for think anybody.
You know, manatees will be illegal in California.
What will be?
Manatees would be illegal in California.
They fart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the cows are farting. They do a living for farting.
Yeah, but they're farting underwater, so they even make bubbles too.
Maybe we'll
find a way to tax that.
Anyway. Hey, I saw that online this week. And I thought, I'm never going to forget that now. So you know what? I'm going to put on the show and torture the rest of you with it, too. And, of course, Florida is the number one vacation destination. Of course we are. I got a little clip here. It's just showing you how friendly it is to come down here. Even our wildlife preserves are tourist friendly. I want to show you how.
Go on, flick it up for the ground. I know how you like to do it. Put my hand on your knee like that. You know how to do it. Ooh, soft hands. Mm-hmm. Let me get some sugar. Mwah. I love you, baby. You know I love you, girl. Let me get up here. Make sure your hair's straight. I'm going to kick my leg up. Do that one pose. Ooh, there you go. Ball sack. Y'all know I'm just tripping with y'all. We on vacation. Let me lounge on you. Mwah. Mm-hmm. I love you, girl. Ah. Y'all know how we do it. I'm just tripping with y'all. We out here. Let's do something. All right, let me see what I want to do now. You got them things out. Let me play on them. Georgia, the jungle, fastest you can be. I'm just playing with you, girl. You know I love me some you, girl. Ooh, 21, can you do something for me? 21.
Fucking twerking monkey or gorilla or whatever the fuck he is.
He's a chimp.
Chimp.
Or he's a small orangutan, yeah.
Oh, I've never seen one twerk.
All right. So what's going on in the world? Well, too damn much. I had like 8 things this week that pissed me off. And I had to cut it down because I know you guys tune in for a little bit of knowledge and a lot of fun. So I'm going to give you a little bit of knowledge. There's no bloodbath. I love X. That propaganda on Trump calling for a bloodbath, that was wrecked in a couple of hours. But still, this stuff's going on. New York is violating the 8th Amendment going after Trump, and they insist on $500 million in escrow before he can appeal the bullshit judgment. Nobody's ever, ever had to secure a bond that big, not even close. You got to put up 10%, $50 million, to secure a $500 million bond, and the banks and insurance companies are giving Trump a hard time about it because it's just like it's a number nobody's ever dealt with. They're balking a little bit, and possibly the reason they're balking is because Attorney General James and Judge Creepy have already, by doing this judgment against Trump, they've decimated an already weak New York commercial real estate market. And they say he's guilty of overvaluing his properties, which is just total bullshit. There's no victims, no nothing. The banks got paid. Banks want to do business with him. This is all just to try and hurt him in the election. We all know that. But I got to say it because there might be a new viewer going,
"What's up? It's just because you're trying to hurt the election."
But the judge in the case, one of the valuations they said Trump was too high on, he said Mar-a-Lago is only worth $18 million. So therefore, Trump saying it was worth hundreds of millions of dollars is bullshit. Well, we showed you a couple of weeks ago, a home one third the size of Trump's, just up the street from him, is selling for $250 million. Okay, so Trump's is three times as big. It's got way better lawn and amenities, and it's a thriving business that makes money. So if it's worth $700 or $1 billion, I wouldn't be surprised. But wouldn't it be funny if Trump had to put up Mar-a-Lago because of the New York real estate prices on his property? And plus he's tied in with other people in limited partnerships and stuff. So it gets complicated for them to go out and seize his assets. So what if he put up Mar-a-Lago as security for this bond? And the banks and insurance companies come and go, yeah, that's worth $750 million. We're happy to take that as collateral for the $50 million we have to put up for your $500 million bond. Kind of blows the whole reason he got convicted out of the water.
Sure does.
I mean, it proves all his points about being persecuted.
Uh-huh.
The sad thing is he's only got till Monday to get this shit fixed before fat ass comes after him.
But how come it's so hard for him to come up with $50 million just to at least.
He had to put up a $93 million bond for the Gene Carroll thing. I'll talk about that in a minute.
Oh, so, okay. So
plus, most of his assets are in real estate and stuff. And, you know, there's very few billionaires who have, you know, $500 million laying around or even $50 million laying around that they want to part with. So
I'm sure there's a lot of bail bondsmen that would love to take his, you know.
I think he could come up with the $50 million. He just doesn't want to. I mean, you know, the dude should have done a GoFundMe. If 10% of the 75 million people that voted for him sent him money, well, we have to send him $100 a piece. He'd have $750 million.
So we only got to send him $10 a piece.
Yeah, really? Everybody sent him $10 a piece. He could cover the bond.
Yeah, let's do it. So, start the GoFundMe tomorrow.
You can't do it. I think there's something illegal about it. But anyway. That whole thing would prove Trump's point anyway, but we'll see what happens. He's got till Monday. The Supreme Court of the United States allowed Texas to enforce their new arrest the illegals and throw them out law, while the Fifth Circuit hears the full case. They just did that the other day. Big news. That lasted about 4 hours because the Supreme Court was basically turning back over to the Fifth Circuit to hear everything out. But they're saying we are leaning towards allowing this to happen because Biden is not enforcing the law. 4 hours later, the Fifth Circuit reimposed the stay. And I mean, you know, what the fuck?
Yeah. Circle back for 1 second. Mm-hmm. Go back. What happens on Monday if he doesn't put up this bond?
She can go to court to get him to forfeit his assets.
But everything.
It's so complicated. He's in LLCs and partnership agreements on every single building he owns.
Right. So, I mean, there's only.
Make a judgment against the other people. So it's going to be really.
So the only thing they could really go after would be stuff that he physically owns 100% of, like a car. But in any way,
she can go after his portion of it.
Okay.
But for her to file that in court and get a judge happy that she's doing it right, it's going to be really complicated. Okay.
All right. I just wanted to ask what was going to actually happen.
You've got this little Eighth Amendment thing that prevents excessive punishment, cruel and unusual punishment, excessive fines. His argument on appeal is about that and also about. Judge Edgeron, the creepy dude, had been overturned by the Court of Appeals 4 times during the Trump case. I've told you this before in the
correct,
show.
Correct, correct, correct.
He didn't follow any of the overturns. He just kept going.
Right.
So this whole thing should get thrown out, but it's an appeals court in New York, so we aren't sure.
It's not. But there's no, we don't have to worry about come Monday, 5 o'clock in the business that Trump, they go track Trump down, throw him in handcuffs and bring him to jail because he
it's a civil case. It can't.
I thought it was. I think, she's overstepped her grounds. You never know. She may try to put him in jail.
She oversteps a lot.
Yes.
All right. Oh, sorry. I was impersonating her walking.
All right.
She's like Bigfoot, the Continue. Female version. Dr. Peter Navarro, who a lot of you people don't know, but you might have seen him on the news if you're paying attention. He was jailed Monday for contempt of Congress. For 4 months inside prison for the 75-year-old, this is the man who negotiated the China trade deal, which was a huge part of why our economy was booming in 2019. China was paying us. Okay. It's never happened before. China was paying us to do business here. Trump said, you know, I'm sorry, a $400 million trade deficit every year? Screw you. I'm going to put taxes on your crap. And, you know, that helps American stuff be more affordable. And then he also got them to buy all this stuff from the American farmers. So he sent like $50 million in trade from the American farmers going back the other way. It was a beautiful deal. Navarro was the kingpin or linchpin behind getting this done. But he was asked to come in for the January 6th committee and testify. And he said, anything I ever talk to the president about is covered under executive privilege. And he said, no, it's not. And he said, why not? Because you're evil. You work for Trump. So they held him in contempt of Congress. So the law does allow him to hold him in contempt, but it also allows him to claim executive privilege. Dems didn't care. They found him in contempt. And then the Justice Department went ahead with prosecution. They found an Obama judge now who said, well, even though you've got an appeal pending, you're still going to jail, 75-year-old man. It's almost his birthday. It's just bullshit. So I will point out to those of you looking at the news and going, I don't understand this. Eric Holder, former Attorney General of the United States under Obama, he was held in contempt of Congress over lying about the guns that they gave back, that they sold back to Mexico so they could enforce a assault weapons ban. It was a whole big scam. He was held in contempt of Congress. Nobody prosecuted him. Okay. Lois Lerner, you remember her? Mm-hmm. Okay. Back when Obama was in there and the Tea Party group was out there protesting, and she changed the rules at the IRS and went after all the 501c3s that were conservative and made them jump through hoops and or didn't certify them at all. She did all this stuff. It was very, very political. She was held in contempt of Congress for violating the law and the rules. The inspector general said she was guilty as hell. She didn't even get prosecuted. She certainly didn't go to jail. And, you know, Trump, when Trump came in, he could have prosecuted her still, right? I don't know if the statute of limitations is up on or not, but Trump didn't prosecute anybody. These people, they prosecute everybody. It's called lawfare. Okay. So there's another two or three Democrats who were held in contempt of Congress in the last couple of decades that were never even prosecuted, let alone jailed. Dr. Peter Navarro is in jail. A very smart old man who made this country hundreds of millions of dollars. But he was a friend of Trump. He's evil. So we can lie, cheat, and steal. The other thing that pissed me off was George Steffi Stephanopoulos, the Clinton operative that ABC has passed off as a newsman for the last 30 years. He was repeatedly badgering Congresswoman Nancy Mace on the Sunday show this week. Nancy Mace herself, a rape victim, over why she, as a rape victim, would support a man convicted of rape, meaning Trump. He kept repeating that Trump was convicted of rape over and over, like, I don't know, 8 or 9 times or something. I don't know, 6 or 7 times. It was a lot. Like a good little slime ball Democratic operative that he is. This is over the E. Jean Carroll civil suit that I mentioned earlier. That was only brought because New York's assembly changed the law so that Trump could be sued. It's obviously a fabricated case. She couldn't remember when it was. The dress she said she was wearing wasn't even manufactured until a decade later. You know, she's joking about all the money she's getting, taking the people on The View on vacations. It's all crap. Okay. It's just crap. I mean, why would Trump bang some chick in the dressing room of a very busy store in the middle of the day? I mean, come on. It's, you know, this isn't in my notes. But Ohio's primary was yesterday, and Moreno was one of the three Republicans running for the nomination, and he won by a good bit, and he was a Trump endorsed candidate. Mm-hmm. They came out with this thing that he was on Adult Friend Finder gay version decades ago.
So what?
No, he wasn't.
If he was, so what?
But they came out with that to make him lose the primary because they know he's going to beat Sherrod Brown.
Look at the, and I was going to put this in for this week and I didn't, but look at this, the school teacher who just got fired 5 days after she got her job because they found her OnlyFans page. And you know what?
That was one of the other things that pissed me off this week.
She was making $1 million a year off from her OnlyFans, but yet she was only making $50,000 off from her school salary. Bye-bye school. I'd go like this and say, see ya.
You're the one who live in New York, and I'm not blaming you, but what the New York Assembly did was they went back and changed the sexual assault statute of limitations just so that she could file this fabricated suit against Trump.
We change laws all the time. I'm explaining this
to the audience, though.
Okay. But they changed their
doing
laws.
Doing that is called a bill of attainder. Okay. A bill of attainder is when you pass a law targeting a group or an individual to punish them. Okay. Bills of attainder, which happen in England, are illegal here. They're outlawed in our Constitution. You cannot do it. So Trump's going to win there eventually on that one, too, and he'll get his $93 million back. But he had to put that money up just to appeal the bullshit civil case against him.
How many court cases is he going to have to go through before he gets away from an Obama-appointed judge or
You're going to keep going until he gets to one, I guess, because eventually one of them is going to follow the damn law. You know, but all that shit pisses me off. I mean, I'm a constitutional conservative. I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. I'm an independent. And I'm an independent because I'm a constitutional conservative. And I don't think the Republicans always follow the Constitution. The Democrats don't even like the Constitution. So it would piss me off. This would piss me off if it was done to anybody, not just Donald Trump and his people. But, well, look, even repeating this stuff for the show purposes gets me stirred up. So I'm going to take a little break here. Instead of doing our musical interlude here, let's do a short commercial. See if we can get paid.
Are we getting paid for this one?
We might.
Oh, cool. Here we go. Let's hit button.
Passionate caregivers provide one-on-one essential home care services for our senior loved ones. At Visiting Angels, personal home care is our passion. We're here for you.
Visiting Angels, America's choice in home care.
You know, that's the second time we've done this Visiting Angels. I saw a TikTok hack that says we could just, you know, write up a bill, send it to their accounts payable department, and most likely they'll just pay us for the bill. We'll just tell them we did write advertising. And
Rick, would you have Uncle Tony do that for us, please?
I'll see what he can do.
Please, because I try it.
I didn't hear you.
I said, I can see what I can do. I can begin here. You know what? Yeah, wait. How about now?
Oh, there you go.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, have him send it on the Sopranos letterhead. that might get some attention.
I'll make him use his special red ink.
Thank you. Now you're way too loud. I know, but I'm going to have you laughing soon. We don't blow.
No, you're not. Don't you dare.
I will. Oh.
You him.
No. Him. The other thing we got to get to is we have the Georgia election fraud cover up trial. I call it that because this whole thing about prosecuting Trump and his friends for inquiring about the 11,000 votes they lost by is to cover up how they came up with him losing by 11,000 votes when he should have won by about 100,000. But, and there's proof on that too. And I'm not going to get into all that stuff tonight. It would take half the show, but there's proof coming out there and in Michigan and Maricopa County, Arizona. They pretty much have all three of those nailed. So it just has to come out and go through the court process and stuff. But anyway, Fannie, you know, Fat Fannie, we talked about her. Mm. She had to dump her overpaid former lover, you know, Wade, as the prosecutor, Nathan Wade. The ruling allows her to stay on for now, but the Georgia legislature is continuing its investigation into her. And the Congress is looking into her, too, because all that money she paid Wade was federal money.
Mm.
You shouldn't have taken federal money when the House controls the purse strings for the entire government and it's run by Republicans. Probably not a good idea, dummy. You know, lying about when you started banging them. But anyway, I can't resist this. Here you go. I don't always eat hot dogs, but when I do, it's
terrible.
She deserves it. listen, I'm not going to stop there. This is like the woman at Harvard. I'm not giving up on this shit. As many of you know, she dumped Wade because That was the judge gave her the choice of dumping Wade, or just saying the hell, or saying the hell with the case. Well, she wanted to try and keep the case going, although it's going to appeals. Even the judge said this should go to an appeals court because basically I didn't have the balls to throw her off because the case law in Georgia is a little iffy. So trust me, judges don't do that very often. He's asking for his own ruling to be appealed. So she's in big trouble. But the interesting side to this story that I want to bring to you tonight is how she dumped Wade. You know, or maybe he dumped her. I'm not sure. But I think things went bad when she went to her dentist. We've got the tape.
It's perfectly normal to feel a little loopy, okay?
Finally, I can breathe. Ew, babe. You look cute.
Thank you, baby.
But not better than your friend. Your friend who be having on them gray basketball shorts be swinging. I be like, yo, shawty with the gray shorts.
You said the nigga feel loopy.
Yes, loopy, your friend fine. I wish I would have got with your friend before I got with you, because you the ugly friend and I didn't even know it. But it's all good in a hood, cuz I don't even care. I'm gonna use all your money and spend it.
Oh, Doc. Yeah, we'll use like 5 to 10 minutes or something like that.
Hey,
thank you.
My
what are you talking about?
Don't look at my phone. I be texting.
Well, she did spend a lot of his money, apparently.
Yeah.
So, all right. The gray sweatpants or basketball shorts have ruined many relationships. I'm guessing. Rick, you can attest to that. I suppose you wear your gray sweatpants all the time.
Not today.
Yeah, I'm home. I tell you right now, I got black on.
You're black on?
Yeah, I got black.
That's racist.
No, they are. They are. I don't want to.
Right, Slim, what are you bitching about? You're black from the waist down. Shut the fuck up.
You're fucking right.
Bitch.
Everything up, even socks.
Hey, no, this. I like to give context here, okay? Yes, that was a funny bit that we did, and it could apply to her. But I want to give some context. So this whole relationship things with lefties gets confusing to me, at least. I'm not sure about all the details with her, but I saw a comedian with a great take on this subject, and I've never seen this woman before, but I thought this was awesome, and I made this my reel of the week. Check this out.
I don't want to be Republican, but I don't want to be a Democrat either. To me, the Democratic Party is very loserish. Very loserish group. To me, the Democratic Party is like when you have a crush on a guy and he's really hot. He asks you out, you're on a date, it's going so good, you're sharing stories, you have chemistry, you're laughing. So you go back to his place with him, and then you're like making out, and you're like, oh shit. And then he can't get his dick hard. That's the Democratic Party. Because it's like, really? We're not going to do anything? Why did you say all those things to me?
That sums them up perfectly, I thought.
I agree.
You talk and talk and talk, they never do nothing. It's like, you know, the guy charm you, get you back home, and they can't get his dick hard. Democrats have ED of the mind.
I'm the mind.
All right, I was going to say next week's the start of baseball season, but technically baseball season started today. Over in Korea, the Dodgers are playing the Padres in 2 games in this opening series. Everybody else starts next Thursday. But baseball was my thing, and I'm still into it. But it's not about curveball spin rate or pitch clocks or OPS numbers. It's a kid's game. I mean, I coached it for a good while because I never forgot that it's a kid's game, and I like to pass it on to the youths of America. Or the youths of the town I lived in. So in honor of spring and baseball and kids learning to love the game, we've got this little memory. Mom and dad's proud moment at the little boy's first t-ball game. And he got to second base and decided, I got to pee. So we did. Nothing like watering down the infield.
No.
You know, I don't know. Do you think mom and dad were horrified?
No, they probably were proud.
They're probably proud?
Probably.
Well.
Or they said, that's not my kid.
Maybe it was your parents they'd been proud.
Well, that's
your
true.
Daddy's in the audience of going, he's seven. Oh my God.
Yeah, look, he's on home plate and he reached the pitcher's mound.
There you go. But look, I think mom and dad should have been laughing their asses off with everybody else. But then again, that's part of the reason I never coached T-ball. I wanted to wait till they could at least throw the ball back and forth without eating everyone in the forehead. Every other one, anyway. So they got to learn at that age. They got to learn that there's rules to the game. There's rules to life. You have to follow them both. Otherwise, you grow up to be a Democrat. Here's what I mean.
Body won't tell me the world is gonna roll me.
You want to run that again?
Sure.
Body won't tell me the world is gonna roll me.
I know they got a lot to learn at that age, you know. But, you know, the rules of the game have to be taught. And T-ball, apparently they haven't. You got to tag first base with the ball, your glove, your foot, your elbow,
your
forehead, anything. It's not dodgeball with a hard horsehair. Why horsehide? They make them with horsehide anymore? I think they still do. You can't fire the ball into the kid's crotch. For Christ's sake, he might want to have kids someday too.
Well, you should have been wearing a cop.
Anyway, stupid criminal of the week time.
Okay.
All right. This was from Taiwan. I don't even have to open the story. I've seen this enough. Pick one. This is the dumbass criminal being helped into court. He's the guy in the middle. Okay. He's handcuffed, but he needs supported. Why? Well, this gentleman had a friend who told him that if you lose a limb, you'll get paid from the insurance companies. And if you lose two limbs, you could make up to $1.3 million for the insurance company. Apparently, this guy wanted to sit at home and play video games and not work for a living. You know, he's obviously Generation Z. So we got the next picture. He did this. That's him. That's his legs in dry ice. He kept them there for over 10 hours until they were so frostbit. The hospital had to amputate him right where you see the top of the ice.
You notice in the picture too, he has zip tied himself to the chair to keep himself from getting up.
Right. It ain't easy touching dry ice, but this guy was in there. I mean, I guess it got numb after a little while, but still he waited until he was completely frostbitten and he had to have amputation. So then he files for the money. The insurance company said, well, we're sorry you lost those two limbs. They're worth $7,200. Well, my friend said they're worth $1.3 million. What friend? Cops talked to the friend. The friend said, yeah, I told him that. Well, the insurance company said, well, now you're not getting the $7,200 because it's insurance fraud.
Premeditated.
Yeah, so that's the reason he'd helped in the court, because he couldn't fucking walk anymore because he let his legs get amputated so he could be a lazy bitch the rest of his life. And now he's going to be hobbling. He's going to be stumpy with no job, no money.
Moral of the story, don't amputate your leg.
Well, the moral of the story is getting rich takes brains, not just an arm and a leg, or in this case, two legs.
Well, if he'd had Aflac, he'd be all set.
Well, he would have put his legs in dry ice at work.
That's true.
And it would still be fraud. Anyway, hey, as I promised last week, I deliver on promises. I'm old. Let's not get crazy. This week in misogyny is back. You're welcome, America.
Uh-oh.
Thank you.
I'm going to wait a second while the cheering dies down.
Yay.
And for those of you who don't know, this is our way of poking fun at people who look for a way to be offended at absolutely everything.
I'm saying everything.
Yes. Yeah. So let's get to it. This is the first one. Let's save some time. I think you're right. I didn't say anything yet. I'm just trying to save time. The efficiency matters. Slim, is that an accurate meme? being the only married man here.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. I wasn't good at that. It's probably why I'm 0 for 2.
Well, that could be.
All right. This next one. This is Will the Thrill. Will the Thrill. He actually posted this. This is actual misogyny, people. Here's Will the Thrill. What a handsome man. My name's Will. I'm 48. I'm looking for a submissive woman who aims to please me and take care of all my needs. She must be educated and thick. So you don't want no skinny mini. She must know how to cook, and because you're going to be cooking me 3 meals a day. No cereal in a bowl for Will the Thrill here. No ugly duck woman. Okay, but listen to the next two. No BBW, no big, beautiful women. Now, he wants them thick, so he wants, you know, he wants meat on them. But he doesn't want him to be a Whipple. So this guy is really, really picky here, right? You can't wear any weave, lashes, or makeup. Now, I don't know hardly any women who don't wear one of the 3 or all 3.
Yeah.
But in order to give them up, ladies, just be ready. Your weekly allowance will be $40.
Ooh.
You get Will the Thrill, get to be his love slave and his chef. And you can't wear any makeup, but you still got to look good.
And you get $40.
$2,080 a year.
Oh.
Fuck Will the Thrill.
I mean, he's such a charmer, isn't he?
There he is.
I mean, but that is actual misogyny. Those of you out there who want to find misogyny in everything, that's misogyny. Mm. All right, got another one. I'm starting to think you're cheating on me. You sound just like my wife. I love Star Trek memes. You can make them say anything. Then we've got the offer meme. Yes, now. Guys, she wants a $20,000 ring. She wants an $80,000 car. She wants a $500,000 home. What do you get?
Meow.
Pre-owned kitty.
Mm-hmm.
Is that worth $600,000? I'm telling you, that better be some damn good kitty. That kitty better purr like a motherfucker. Mm-hmm. That needs to be a snapping, clenching, tighter than a nun with a bad habit kitty to be worth even close to that. Am I wrong?
It got to be a lot.
I mean, granted, I'm 0 for 2, but still, that's my attitude.
Well, that's why you might be 0 for 2.
neither divorce cost me anywhere near that much. It cost me plenty, but not that much.
Not that much.
No. All right. Because of the Biden economy, you know, a lot of guys have to downsize. You know, they go to a smaller apartment, sell their house, move to a townhouse. Yeah.
Tiny houses.
Yeah. Mm. Things like that. Yeah. Well, if you'd have to downsize and save space, this will come in handy. that's a new fold-away sandwich maker. Doesn't take up nearly as much room as a full-size sandwich maker.
You can tuck her right under the bed. Put her behind the couch.
I like that one.
Put her in the pantry.
Hey, we got to save space where we can. You know? Jesus, rents are up like 25% the last 3 years. Mortgages are up more than that because of the rates on them.
Mm.
So anyway. And ladies, stay patient. Okay, I've got one for you here coming up in a minute. Just indulge me, but yours ain't coming up before this one because this is my favorite misogyny reel of all time. Slim?
Women went on strike today in Iceland to demand gender equality. The entire population is 370,000.
So over 25% of the population went on strike, and I have some crazy news for you. The economy did not come to a stop, and it continued as normal. The only memo I got was that HR departments were getting no complaints for the 24 hours that the women were on strike. And men were writing that they were really sorry women didn't get gender equality. But I heard one CEO said it was nice to finally get some shit done, end quote.
Oh, wow. I'm just wondering, were all 100,000 of them named Karen? I'm asking for a friend. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Yeah. All right. Well, listen, ladies, I promise you, and like I said, I deliver on promises. I'm old. Shut up. This is Authentic Radio 2.0's apologies to all the persons with vaginas out there. Now, I'm putting it that way because I want to get another story that pissed me off this week real quick. I read a judge in Canada was upset in court filings that a rape victim was referred to as a woman. That pissed her off. And she wrote back to the lawyers, insisted that the rape victim should be referred to as a person with a vagina. So in order not to get the judge in Canada pissed off in case I visit Toronto anytime soon. Well, anyway, this is what we got to fight against, people. That's what we try to do here on the show a little bit. That's why if you share our show, we're very grateful. Because a lot more people need to be hearing this shit and have a sense of humor about it and not get so upset.
But is that what her birth certificate now says? Person with a vagina?
If that was up to that judge, I'll bet it would. Yeah. But she actually wrote that in a court filing.
Wow.
She was mad at the attorneys calling the rape victim a woman. You can't make this shit up. Maybe I don't have to make up stupid jokes when they write them for me.
Maybe we're better off with the migrants all fucking taking the country over. Jesus Christ.
No, there's migrant crimes, crime waves. The Chile thing was another thing I was going to get into, but I'm not going to. But because I got to get to this. I promised the ladies. So anyway, men who laughed at all the previous hits in this bit, your time's over. Ladies, you're welcome. Here we go. Namaste. Had to do it. Sorry, guys. Had to do it. Come on, we've been picking on women for like 7-8 minutes here. We had to give them one. It just happened to be the best one of the bunch.
Poor guy. Man.
All right. Listen, after all that, let's toss in a little musical interlude here. This is a hip-hop song called Baby Got Back. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of our generation and the generation before me knows that song. But this is Baby Got Back.
Like big butts and I cannot lie.
Done by Simon and Garfunkel.
Oh, not by me?
No, Simon and Garfunkel. Oh, here we go. Right, here we go.
I like big butts, I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. When a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung, cause you notice that butt was stuffed. You pull up tough, deep in the jeans she's wearing.
Love it.
It doesn't get much better than that.
No.
That was awesome. There's your musical interlude, people. You know, people started singing the Simon and Garfunkel song when the music started. They went, they didn't say nothing about butts. Anyway. This next thing, I have to put this up. Now, the reason I have to put this up is because Slim and I have been friends for a long time.
Many years. Many, many.
We've been partners in this for at least 13 years. 13 and a half, something like that. He's one of my best friends in the entire world. And he put like three things in the show thing this week. And I didn't want to ignore all of them. Mm-hmm.
I don't you do this much, and you know, it blows me off.
And this one, I figured there's no way in hell I'm talking about this one. Brent, you can put it up, but you're gonna have to explain yourself, son.
Facebook is going to revitalize the poke. So everybody that now likes to poke people on Facebook, poke zip when it comes back. They did a redesign to the poke button. And I guess pokes went up 13 times, you know, over the original design. I still can't find the goddamn poke button anywhere on Facebook. But
Rick doesn't even poke him and he gets 3,500.
I know. Jesus Christ. It's not even right. 3,500. But yeah, the poke button's coming back though. So if you are one of those that likes to poke people on Facebook, you know, swing by a zip, poke zip when they finally put this poke button, you know, back.
Pokemon.
The reason I didn't want to do this is because back in the Farmville rant days, back when we had this huge audience of people listening to our stupid shit because we were talking about Farmville, which we did like straight for like 3 weeks, and then I made it a comedy show. And it was way better.
But yeah, it was. It was so much
better. I mean, we had tens of thousands of people listen to this damn thing every week. The poor guy whose network we're on, he kept having to buy new servers because the audience kept growing and growing and growing. And women on Facebook would poke me because they, you know, knew me from doing the show because they all listened to this damn thing. And I poked him back. And Slim, you had told me what?
Don't poke them back.
Yeah, and I was naive, and I thought, well, listen, you know, they're doing us the privilege of listening to our show. I'm just being nice. Well, Slim was right.
Don't poke the bear.
I was getting hundreds and hundreds of pokes every damn day, and I got tired of returning them. So I finally got, after a while, to the point I would return them like the day of the show. It's a reminder to listen to the show. I still got 30 or 40 people from Farmville Rant Days that still poke me to this day.
I'm on your page right now. I'm trying to find where I can poke your ass.
She won't watch the show because she lives in a household with a bunch of liberals in Erie, Pennsylvania. But some of my friends on Facebook know her. Mary Jo Satino. She's a handicapped woman. Social media is like all she got. Okay. And she pokes me like... She is up to like 8,000 pokes.
Oh God!
What the fuck?
Every time Mary Jo pokes me, I poke her back because it makes her happy.
All right. Well,
I mean, the woman she can't even talk. God bless her.
Well, if this new poke button comes out,
a poke from Zippy makes her happy. I'm poking her.
If this new poke comes back from Facebook, everybody who pokes you, Facebook, listen. This is what you got to do. You got to make one button. Got everybody that pokes you, one button. Poke all. And that'll take care of everybody. That's it.
What the hell happened to Rick? He got some sleep last night or what?
Must be.
That was fucking genius.
Well, maybe the...
Slim, you've got all the contacts at Facebook. Give them... Hey, you know what? We don't want Facebook fucking with the election again this year. Have Uncle Tony write them a letter, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There you go.
Yeah. Straighten them out. You want to fuck around with Wisconsin this year? Mm-hmm. There you go.
Carol likes it.
Yeah, we got some. We'll show you where we buried Jimmy Hoffa. Mm-hmm. It was in Wisconsin. Anyway, hey, regular viewers are aware of how very much I respect smart people. I mean, Elon Musk was my African American of the month in February. Well, he is one of the smartest, and the proof of that is he fired Don Lemon on day one at X. Which I'll talk about that.
Don Lemon even walked into his office before he got fired.
No, he had to go to the Tesla factory to sit there and do the interview, and the interview went bad. I'll talk about that in a second. But Elon Musk is a really smart guy, and history is my thing. I read a lot. I've studied a lot. I was always good at history. That's why I get things probably a little faster than people who aren't good at history. But Elon said this so well. And there's so many people out there that you see on TV all the time or in your day-to-day life that don't think this way. They just don't get it. I wanted to share this. So I call this little bit, haters learn history. Here's Elon.
The U.S. could have basically taken over the world and any country. Like, we got nukes, nobody else got nukes. Don't even have to lose soldiers. Which country do you want? And the United States could have taken over everything at will, and it didn't. And the United States actually helped rebuild countries. So it helped rebuild Europe. You know, help rebuild Japan. This is very unusual behavior. Most unprecedented. you know, the U.S. did conspicuous acts of kindness. You know, it's always like, well, America's done bad things. Well, of course, America's done bad things, but one needs to look at the whole track record. One sort of test would be, how do you treat your prisoners of war? No offense to the Russians, but say you're in Germany, it's 1945. You got the Russian army coming on one side. You got the French, British, and American armies coming on the other side. Who would you like to be to surrender to? Like, no country is, like, morally perfect, but I recommend being a POW with the Americans.
It's what we always say. It's what conservatives always say. We've never been perfect. We've never been perfect. But we work out our situations and we're moral. At least most of us are. I mean, this shit that's going on with Trump and everything, you know, morality's kind of gone to hell. But, you know, you can't have, you know, I have no problems with drag shows. You know, I've interviewed one of the most famous drag queens in America twice, Willem. And, you know, I enjoy his talent, and there are other ones that are talented. That one on American Idol. I can't remember the name, but remember a few years ago they had the drag queen on American Idol? Yeah. Ended up finishing sixth. The guy could sing. I mean, the lady could sing, whatever. But I've got no problems with that. Just keep away from kids. You know, be moral about it. But adults, do whatever the hell you want. It doesn't matter. But one of the things Musk said to Don Lemon in the interview, which I encourage everybody to go to X and watch, just for comedic value, is something we should all be aware of, because it's politics all the time now. You know, like 2 weeks ago, we explained that the term "with all due respect" means, well, what's it mean in the South?
Bless your heart.
Yeah, which is fuck you. Yeah, okay. There's another word that you're going to hear during the political season that I want to help you out with. Okay. The word is moderation. You're going to hear that from lefties all the time. We have to have moderation. Oh yeah. I mean, on Twitter, when conservatives would get banned, or on Twitter where ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine couldn't be mentioned, or you were banned and the FBI came to talk to you if you're a doctor. Why? We know why now, because Pfizer and all them wanted to make money and they were donating to the Democrats. And you can't have emergency use authorization for a new drug if there's drugs that already work. So you aren't allowed to mention the drugs that work. Okay. I'm tired of all this shit. So you're going to hear moderation from them all the time. Elon had to hear Don Lemon saying, griping that X should be moderated. In other words, go back to censoring everybody. Musk schooled him on that real simple in one sentence, and I want to pass it on to you. And hopefully you'll watch the interview on X and you'll hear it yourself. But Musk said, moderation is propaganda word for censorship. So when you hear him say moderation on PMSNBC or something, they're talking about censoring. And they're not talking about censoring them. They're talking about censoring you and you and all of us.
Everybody listening. He got it right.
He got it right. I'm impressive.
I'm better with this finger, but I'm working it out. I try. You know, we've been doing this for a year. I'm figuring it out.
Did you hear about some of his ridiculous demands that he wanted in order to?
Yeah. Yeah. And then his people said, no, they aren't true. But Musk said, yeah, they were. He actually wanted right of first refusal on changing the news rules on X. I'm sorry, but you didn't put up twice as much money as it's worth to buy it to reinstall free speech.
If he
won the Tesla truck though, listen, so Don's gay. So
listen, if anybody's gonna get what Don Lemon wanted, it's gonna be Tucker Carlson. He would be the first one to get the exclusive rewrite of the Twitter news rules. If anybody,
won't give that to anybody.
I understand that, but if anybody were to get it, it would be Tucker. But
the $5 million bonus and $10 million a year that Don Lemon wanted, you'd have to pay Tucker that a month.
Oh, I'm sure.
But Tucker's huge now.
Well, yeah, he'll bring the audience too.
You know, if Fox was smart, they would offer him half the fucking network to come back and do 8 o'clock. I mean, their ratings would be through the roof.
They won't bring him back because he won't play ball.
Well, they're the dumbasses who settled that lawsuit. It wasn't his fault.
Well,
they could have. We talked about it a long time ago. They could have won that lawsuit. But anyway. But moderation is a propaganda word for censorship. Mm. All right. We got a few hits on This Week in Marketing for you here. This first one. what do you want? Biden just let him in. You know, English is tough. It takes a while to learn it. But they're taking your jobs. They just can't spell the sign right. So, hey, if you want this sign, well, fine. But I think you could be a little more discreet. This rather large version. For the whole D. Not a question that you've ever been asked in your entire life, Slim, I would have.
No. Plead the fifth.
Mm-hmm. Not a problem I have. and Easter's coming, and I think they need you to be there. I don't mean you. I mean you.
Them you.
Yeah, because without the you, it's an anal egg hunt on April 12th, 10 a.m., pre-family event. This is a few years old, obviously. Easter's March 30th this year, but
they just ran out of letters. That's all.
No, they're educated in the public school system, obviously.
Yeah, true.
Oh, that's terrible. All right. Now this, we held this from last week. Okay. This is a wokester who is going, she went on Twitter, I guess, or X and put, or TikTok, and posted this 3 minute and something video of the 15 terriblest things about Trump. And I'm saying she, I'm assuming her gender here. You'll see the picture in a minute. You guys can see if I'm right, if I'm wrong. Okay, fine. The hormones are kicked in. I don't know. Yeah. But this is how terrible Trump is. The problem is, well, let's play it and then we'll talk about it. How's that?
Okay.
I'm right.
15 promises he has made if he is reelected. You may have heard of Project 2025, but this is from Agenda 47. And you can read all of these on his website. First, he promises that he will carry out the largest domestic deportation operation in history. He will also ask for the death sentence for anyone convicted of human trafficking. He will close the Department of Education and return all education standards to the states to decide. He will put prayer back into school and he will criminalize any race-based advantage programs. He will end the Affordable Care Act. He will ban gender-affirming care for adults and children, and he will ban any federal dollars from going towards gender-affirming care, which means anyone with government-provided health care will no longer be able to access gender-affirming care except for Viagra and Cialis. Those will still be available. He will propose a constitutional amendment that gives a term limit to Congress. He will deploy the Department of Justice to investigate the Biden crime family and any of his adversaries or political rivals. He will immediately pardon all of the January 6thers, and he will create a task force to investigate anyone who arrested, charged, or imprisoned a January 6er. He will increase the penalties for underage criminal offenders, strengthen immunity for police officers, and deploy the National Guard to patrol woke cities.
Ooh, where do I vote for him?
Yeah, really.
I'm fucking.
Well, man. Like the first six that she rattled off, the Florida's already doing them. But I don't see where that's a problem.
No, look what Carol just said. I just put it on the screen. Basically helping his campaign. And
I mean, the only one I was worried about there is Viagra's still okay.
Let's just stop.
But, you know, I mean, she's out there like so serious. Like this is, oh my God, he's going to deport all the people who broke the law to come here. Okay. Why do you think his Hispanic support's in the 50s and his black support's in the high 20s? Because all them people that are coming across the border are taking fucking jobs and lowering wage scales.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And what's Biden? Oh, I created more jobs than anybody in history. No, you didn't. I had a chart a month or so ago. I don't even know if I put it up. I think I just read off of it. But of all the jobs that have been created since Biden's been president, the net job gain for American citizens was like negative 130,000. So all the net job gains are to newcomers.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Yeah. Don't fall for the bullshit. You don't want to be moderated. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Memes of the week time, Slimbo.
Here you go. Rick's first.
Oh, yeah. Some people say dogs don't know how to talk. And I agree. I say some people just don't know how to listen to them. You look at a dog, the dog will know if the person is good or not. If the dog don't trust the person, I don't trust them either.
And if your dog ever pisses by the door, it's your fault.
Absolutely, because you don't let them out.
Yeah.
All right, you're up next.
Oh, this is the sign that the apocalypse is upon us.
Fuck yeah. Or aliens, the reason aliens fly by.
Yeah, after seeing this, I'm just not sure that we can survive as a species.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe he didn't want to get his tires dirty when he just bought it.
So, no. Sorry, no.
That's just fucking wrong.
It is fucking wrong. I mean, it's fucking lazy. All right, here's mine.
I don't know if it's lazy, Slim. Wait a minute. Okay. It's not lazy because it's just stupid because now the idiot's got to take the cart back.
Yeah.
Well, unless he's just one of those that leaves the cart sit there.
He could be our stupid criminal next week. We don't know.
Yeah, that's true.
I apologize. I interrupted you
guys. That's okay. No, you're fine. No. Trump isn't running against Biden. He's running against the Clintons, the Bushes, the Obamas, ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox, CNN, you name it, blah, blah, blah. You get it.
All of them.
And half the fucking Democratic prosecutors.
Yeah. You get it. So there you go.
It's true.
Memes of the week.
Well, I don't think we mailed it in as much this week. That was much better than last week.
Last week was terrible, but that's
yeah. We mailed it in last week. We admitted it.
Yeah.
All right. So we're gonna close tonight with the sweetest thing I saw this week, and it's not puppies, although there is a dog in it to keep Rick happy. I don't want him writing Uncle Tony about me.
Yeah. He didn't do puppies or kitties or nothing.
Yeah. Sick yeah. Uncle Tony on pokes and Facebook and that kind of stuff.
Well, at the end of the month, you got to do something with bunnies. It's Easter time. The end of the month, the 31st. I think it's
it would be the next show.
Okay, yeah. So bunny time.
All right, I'll have to look for bunnies because if we don't have bunnies, we're going to have to do hamsters. Slim, do we have any hamsters?
We always.
No, have we hamsters. Don't.
Do we have hamsters?
No.
Are you sure?
No.
If he gave you a little extra today.
Rick thought I'm like 90 seconds away from getting away from that this week.
I thought I was going to get away with it today. Damn it.
No. It just would have been faster. But
it's supposed to be the music.
Fucking no. Well, you're going to like this one too. This is like a human being of the hamsters.
Oh, God.
There is a dog in it a little bit, but this is actually parents who encourage a kid to be a kid. To go be good at what you do. Like, Slim, your daughter is in gymnastics.
Yeah.
Well, she's hanging it up soon, but because she's grown up, she grew up big. She's tall like her dad. But she was a great, how many times she won the state title?
She's got two or three different state titles, maybe more than that, four or five.
I think she's got quite a few. She's got like three regional titles.
Yeah, she's got regionals, and she went to Worlds. She got fifth in the world for floor. So, yeah. I
mean, she wouldn't have done all that if you hadn't encouraged her.
This is true.
Okay, and you went out and got a new job to make extra money just so you could pay for her to train.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes you one hell of a dad.
Well, thanks.
Okay. These parents in this thing could be friends with Slim, okay, or me. Or Rick and his tarantulas, because I'm sure Rick is a great tarantula dad.
Yes.
Yes.
And Lizzie.
He posted a video of him last week. I wouldn't watch it. Tarantulas eating. I don't want to see that. Anyway, this is the cutest thing I saw this week. This is a kid being a kid. Okay? So thanks for watching tonight. Please share and like our live feed and like our post. That helps defeat the algorithm. We don't want those bastards winning. And here is our closing video of the night. It's called Unwoke Parents. Thanks for watching. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Yeah. Go.